Indians outfielder Tyler Naquin. Our guest is part of Indians Radio Week here in Goodyear, Arizona. And Tyler, of course, the number one question with you and about you is your health. From what everybody's saying and from what we're hearing, you're 100%. You're raring to go. Talk a little bit about how you're feeling physically.
Yeah, man, I feel really good, you know, excited. You know, I just keep saying it. It feels good to feel good. I'm excited. Just trying to just go out there and play hard and keep my body right, and, you know, prepare for 162 games. You know, I'm a little bit more aware of how I need to go about my, you know, routines and, you know, my workouts and stuff like that, spacing them out, my stretching routines, and just keeping my body right. You know, if I keep my body healthy, man, I feel good. I can run out there every day and do my thing and help the team win. And, you know, that's up to me to keep my body right. You know, God forbid something crazy with a wall or a ball or a bat or something crazy doesn't happen. Other than that, man, I fully confident, you know, I'll make it 162 and plus some, and, you know, another healthy offseason to keep on going. But, you know, we're looking at right now and taking it day by day and, you know, extremely excited.
As a professional athlete, boy, how frustrating is it when you're not healthy, because you know what your body should be and what it should be feeling like? How frustrating is that?
It is frustrating, man, but, you know, you gotta have a mindset of, you know, there's only one way out of it, is to get healthy and get better and, you know, continue to play hard and understand your strengths and weaknesses, what you got to work on in order to, you know, maybe you got a hamstring injury, you know, maybe you need to build the muscles around that in order to, so that muscle doesn't have to work so hard. You know, you just got to learn things about yourself. But as far as right now, man, I feel great and fully confident in the work that I put in the offseason down in Fairchild Sports Performance in Houston. Those guys do a great job. You know, you got a bunch of big league guys in there, and we all work out together, and it's a great atmosphere.
Talk a little bit about the expectations for 2019, both for you as a player and then certainly for this ball club. The expectation is to usually play in October.
Absolutely. You know, they're high, you know, on both for myself and for the team as well. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, I'm reared up, geared up, and ready to go, man. I feel good. I'm feeling excited. And I got some new faces. You know, that's the big word around camp, new faces. How are the Indians going to be? Man, I think we're going to be great. You know, we got great staff, great medical staff. You know, great. I mean, from top to bottom, even from the press box to the field, everybody's in on this. And, you know, we're going to make a run at this thing. And I think we got great players and, you know, new faces, whatever. Everybody's got major league talent. Everybody's a good player. Just play as a team and play hard.
And yet the core nucleus, it's still very much familiar names and guys that are used to winning, as I mentioned earlier, that expectation of winning. So how important is that in a clubhouse?
Absolutely. You know, as long as you got those guys that kind of hold the foundation, you know, still here and stuff, it's nice to have those guys as well. But just bringing everybody together and playing as a team, you know, having fun, enjoying it, and here in spring, it, you know, everybody's getting along, and it's a lot of fun.
Again, we're talking with Tyler Naquin as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. You mentioned earlier you expect to play 162 games, at least health-wise, but the expectation is to just be that everyday outfielder for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously you want to play every single day, and, you know, Tito likes to platoon sometimes, but it's my job to make that decision hard on him, you know, and I let him know, too. So me and T, we're close, man. We got a good relationship, but I'm gonna bust his chops a little bit about it and just keep on making it hard on him, man.
But when you look at the other outfielders, the good news is, man, there's some quality guys. So
yeah,
competition
absolutely.
Can be a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, we got some new guys in here, and, you know, right-handed bats, left-handed bats, and, you know, just there's nothing more fun than, you know, going out there and competing with your buddies and just getting after, you know, man-to-man, just see what you got. And it's a lot of fun, but we're excited.
Is this spring training a little bit different than previous ones because of the fact that you were battling back from an injury?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just, you know, going into a healthy, full off season played a big role, and just being able to bounce back and come into spring and, you know, play my game, you know, run out there and play hard every day, you know, bust a hard 90 down first base, and just make all the plays and stay within myself as a player.
For you personally, do you expect a big year? Not that you're putting any particular numbers on anything, but do you look at 2019 and go, this could be a breakout season?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I feel really good, and, you know, I know what I'm capable of, and, you know, those guys believe in me, and, you know, and I appreciate that from them. You know, I've had some scuffs and bumps down the road health-wise, but now we're ready to go, man, and we're all excited.
Yeah, we're excited to see you back in the lineup. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
In 2019.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.